Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
73761.
And what would be the first and last name?
Robert Marjoram. And I spoke to you guys earlier and you offered me 35%. She says it's for an online subscription that I never paid for. I have a screenshot of my receipt and all my transactions throughout there. Nowhere in there does it say anywhere did I check any box that I purchased an online subscription. This charge you took today was unauthorized, and I want it back. I want you to cancel it.
Okay, so let me locate the account here. Please verify the street address.
1442 California Avenue, Nash, Oklahoma, 73761. I've already spoke to the card company, and this is what they told me to do, to call you back and ask you to cancel it. I do have documentation. I have a screenshot of the actual receipt. It says nothing about an online subscription, anything ever. And why was I charged 3 weeks later for the online subscription? Why wasn't I charged that day? And again, you can see I've never been to anywhere in your store, if you have one. So I would like you to cancel my order and refund my money, please.
Well, we can offer you a customer courtesy refund for 50%.
Nope, it's not good enough. They're going to dispute it if you complete this transaction. I'm just giving you a heads up. You can make it right because you know what you did was wrong. I did not place this order. I did not give authorization for this order. And you need to just give me my money back.
And you disputed the charges there.
I spent $12 for the shipping for a little backpack that I received. That's all I spent. I didn't give any authorization for any future purpose. And you can't prove I did. I'm sure of it.
Did you dispute the charges, sir?
You know what? Not yet. But as soon as you complain, as soon as it's completed and you take my money, it will be disputed. This isn't the advice of the card company. To call you back and ask you to cancel the whole transaction before they have to get into it.
Okay, sir. I've issued the full refund of the $39.99, and that'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And I have the confirmation number to that ready for you whenever you are, sir.
But you shouldn't take people's money when they didn't press submit or send. That's shady. That's real shady. It's a good scam, but it's real shady. Thank you. Have a nice day.
And thank you for calling customer support, sir.
Okay, so you...